What are some of the guiding principles and philosophies that you try to follow with money?
So I have a blend of philosophies. I'm a bit like my dad in that I want to use the money I've made to pursue the dreams of my life, that I don't believe money is only to be saved for the next generation. So I think that it's important to spend the money to do activities and experiences. I think what we really take away in our lives are experiences. And when you're talking to someone that you find that's interesting, they're not interesting because they're telling you how much money they have, or they're not interesting because they where they live or the kind of car they drive. They're really interesting because of what they've done with that money. So for me, the overriding goal and value is, how does it lead to extraordinary experiences? And those experiences then will help shape future generations. And hopefully their desire to have extraordinary experiences may enable them to create businesses that make money, or create an environment that they want those experiences and they want to be successful. So, and those experiences aren't just vacations. They're the experiences of being able to help another family or friends financially who may not have money. They're the experiences of travel. They're the experience of adventure. For me, in my life, that was always important. So I view money as a means to an end, but I do think that my father's attitude was a little too cavalier, and you and I do want to try to leave a legacy for my children and grandchildren. So it's a balanced approach. It's using, you know, the wealth and the good fortune to do a lot, but also to use it as a opportunity for future generations. So I hope to have some money for my children when they're ready to start businesses and when they're older. And I think saving is an important part of that. We've lived in a very prosperous time. It may not always be as prosperous. So being a little more conservative and saving more might be more important the next 40 years than it was the last 40 years. And I do think many parents make the mistake of helping their children financially when they're older. They leave the money. And the time to give money to your children is when they're in their 20s, not when they're 60s. Help them start businesses. Help them become charitable. Share your money with them early, not later. So that's been a philosophy that both my parents have had that I also share.